I really thought Kansas played about as well as the team played all year in the first half that we played against. The way they shared the ball, and I think Mihaly kid, he made some special plays, and giving up 10 threes the first half was hard to really overcome against a good team like Kansas.
Questions?
What did Kansas do to really limit your bigs' production?
Well, I thought the second half we were able to get the ball in bounds, inside a little bit more. They pushed us off the block. They did a good job being physical and getting us out of position to score. And I thought that was obviously a big struggle earlier for us in the first half, but they seemed like every backbreaking play, we would loose ball would bounce. We get a bad bounce, and they hit a big three that makes it hard for you to continue to defend them consistently, like as good as they are off the dribble.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. There did seem to be some broken court plays that led to threes, but besides that, what did you think of your three-point defense?
Obviously, it went really good in the first half, but I thought we contested some of those shots, even Lightfoot's shot in the corner. It just seemed like every bounce, every play, they made it, and that's a mark of a really good team, and they shared the ball. Thought better in the first half. We did a better job in the second half adjusting to some of that. But again, we could never just make a big run to cut it under 10, put some pressure on them and until that stretch where he called the timeout. But their guards can control the game and did a good job of controlling the game at the end.
You got some size mismatches when Tyler and Tony were out there on the perimeter. Do you feel like you took advantage of them as much as you would like to?
I think so. When you look at what they scored, 18, 29 points, and then Tony hit a couple threes late. We got 30, whatever. I'm not a good mathematician, so whatever, 37, 38 points from our bigs. But we got to get more production out of our guard play. We didn't get the same open threes that they got. And you can give them credit, attribute that to their defense. I thought their athleticism on the perimeter and their length on the perimeter and their defensive coverages were really good.
Did you ever consider doing what Oklahoma did with Udoka?
Yeah, we tried to do that. We at the end there a couple of times, and our big didn't follow him. That was part of the conversation. Coming out of a timeout, they did a good job of not letting him get it. Kansas didn't run anything to get him the ball down the stretch, but we talked about that in the huddle, and our big kid went after the ball one time and tried to follow him, and they didn't call it.
How about when he didn't have the ball?
That's a tough play to make. I know we would have probably tried it if we were in, and I don't want to say we weren't in a desperate situation, but it's something to think about, but that's not something we normally would do, obviously.
How effective was Kansas' speed today, 13-0 advantage in fast break points in the first half?
Really effective. In transition, their ability to shoot the three, and they spread you out with Udoka running to the middle of the floor, and they got four perimeter guys out on the floor. That's the advantage they had over us. We had post guys going out and guarding Garrett and Vic, and I thought those kids did a really good job of driving the ball and making the right play when they needed to, because that's who we were helping off of.
Your turnovers, a lot of them seem to be like open floor turnovers that really fueled them. They averaged about 2 points a turnover.
Yeah, and the turnovers in the first half were critical, and then even in the second half, it looked like we had a couple of bounces. We had the ball, we're about to pick it up, and we didn't complete the play, and they were able to make plays out of it. But they're a very good team. They're better defensively than people give them credit. And to make 10 threes and a half, I thought that they were really good the first half. They're very unselfish.